In my interview with GOP presidential nomination candidate Rick Perry, I asked him about the indictment that he is under and how that's affecting him in states where maybe they don't realize quite how politically motivated it was. Well, I think most people understand the full political nature of it. Most people look at this, they go, this is an absolute travesty, a miscarriage of justice, and this thing is going to be thrown out, Perry said. He then went on to say that his campaign hasn't seen the indictment hurting him by citing the size of crowds at recent rallies in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Perry said that people in these states realize that politics isn't beanbag in Texas, they play hardball, adding that he expects the Texas Third Court of Appeal to throw the case out. Even the Texas legislature, they looked at this and they took all that authority away from the Travis County District Attorney during the legislative session, and rightfully so. They got it out of the politically motivated hands of that Travis County District Attorney, Perry said. So clearly the message from the Perry camp is now that not only is the indictment purely political in nature and expected to be thrown out, the behavior of the Travis County DA is so egregious that the legislature acted to remove such authority from that office. The problem for Perry is that the field's so rich, voters have several strong, palatable choices, and no matter how ill-motivated the indictment is, if not thrown out this summer, it very likely will be used by many as a reason to support someone else, even though they might be Perry backers, without the indictment resting on their scale of decision. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.